Okay, recording in progress. Thank you, Zoom. Okay, so I believe we are live in the main GTC group, which we absolutely are. Let me just get my notes up. So, welcome, ladies, to tonight's Glow Live. I'm absolutely delighted to be joined by Lindsay Kavanagh, who is a divorce and relationship empowerment coach. And tonight we're going to be chatting all things in Lindsay's zone of genius, her area of expertise. Now, many of you will know that as the admin and the founder of the GGC, I look for kind of themes, things that are cropping up in the group that could be doing with a bit of chat on it from an expert like Lindsay. And actually, you'll probably all have noticed that on our supportive Sunday, there is a lot of relationship posts. There's a lot of ladies posting anonymously about their relationship. Maybe it's in a relationship that they're wanting to work on and they're looking for a bit of advice, or maybe it's in a relationship that they're wanting to leave. So based on that, I looked at my GGC members and obviously the lovely Lindsay is a GGC business member, and I thought, let's have a chat and let's run through, because as I mentioned to Lindsay earlier on, I probably quite a lot of people don't know that there is such a thing as a divorce and relationship empowerment coach, Lindsay. So before we get into the nitty-gritty, I want to read your bio because it's very impressive and it sets the scene for the ladies. Okay, so based in Glasgow, Lindsay Kavanagh is a divorce and empowerment coach for women going through a divorce or a relationship breakdown. She is a certified psychologist, counselor, life coach, EFT practitioner, and NLP master practitioner, working with clients to help them release negativity, let go of their ex, and reclaim their identity. Lindsay's psychology and mindset-led approach supports the emotional recovery from a life-changing event like divorce or relationship breakdown, and helps these women not only survive but thrive and rebuild their lives. I love that. I'm going to read one more wee bit. After her own 16-year marriage ended in 2019 via email, Lindsay faced the same heartbreak her clients do when a relationship ends. As a stay-at-home mum of three, Lindsay had to start again. She built her business from nothing and chartered the path of emotional recovery and empowerment that she now teaches today. What a bio! That is
I feel like I
incredible.
should add, like, I also like Prosecco and country music. That was awful serious there, like.
Oh, we love it. We love it. We love Prosecco and country music. So anybody watching this, ladies, if you do have a question, pop it in the chat box, even if it's on replay, because Lindsay's tagged in the post. Lindsay will be tagged in the video so she can come back to you potentially after. And we'll get Lindsay's contact details posted as well if you would rather contact her direct, and keep things private, which is obviously absolutely fine as well. Okay, Lindsay, thank you for joining us.
You're so welcome. I'm so excited. This is the first time I've ever done anything like this, so bear with me.
Oh, listen, you mentioned that last night, your first live. Do not
Yeah.
worry. I always make mistakes on live, Lindsay. So it's just, we're all human. Like, we're all
That's it.
here.
Yeah.
We're all here to learn. That's it. Okay, I've got some questions for you and we'll run through them. And obviously, more might come of it. And there might be some ladies that ask questions in the group as well. But let's start with, could you tell us a wee bit about how you felt going through your own divorce? Because obviously, in the bio, we heard it was via email. Could you tell us a wee bit more about it?
Yeah. So I thought, happily married for almost 16 years, and I woke up one morning on, it was actually Easter morning, to an email from my husband telling me that he was leaving. And I honestly thought like my entire world had just ended. I was a stay-at-home mum. I've been a stay-at-home mum for 12 years. And just my entire identity had been tied up to being like a wife and a mum. I had zero career prospects. I had no savings. I had a ton of debt, and my name wasn't even on our mortgage. So, I was terrified, absolutely terrified. The thought of going back into the workplace, like on a minimum wage job with no childcare in place, was terrifying. And add in a great big broken heart to the mix, and I was a hot mess on the bathroom floor. I really was. I was just so heartbroken, terrified, angry, and really, really overwhelmed with it all. And I think I really struggled in the beginning, having to manage all the different reactions from like family and friends, and there was just like no room in my brain to work through the huge, major life decisions that had to be made really, really quickly. And you've got to make those decisions while you're in a highly emotive state. So you've got no mind room to recognise and understand and process your own feelings about it. And it just felt as though I was on this really scary, really fast roller coaster. And I think another huge emotion that comes up in the beginning is you're just grieving for your entire life. Mm. So the past just feels as though it's all been a lie. And I would look back on all the old photographs and I'd be thinking, did he love me when that one was taken? Or was he just going through the motions? Or was that a genuine one? I think I really became obsessed with finding like the moment. So the moment that it all went wrong, the moment that his feelings changed towards me, the moment that he knew, the moment that he decided, and the moment that he just kind of switched off. I was just obsessed about it. Mm-hmm. All my happy memories had just been tarnished with doubts. And I questioned every single time I thought we had been happy in the past. So as well as all that with your past, you then feel as though you've kind of lost your future as well. So I'd always envisaged, you know, me and my husband, us dancing together at our kids' weddings, travelling on cruise ships when he retired, doting on the grandkids and spending too much on them. So I felt as though just your past and your future has just been like snatched away from you. You've kind of got no warning. And I spent a good deal of time grieving for them. And I think when you're grieving, you go through all those stages, you know, you go through denial, anger, frustration, bargaining, guilt. I spent a very long time in guilt, depression, resentment. And I just yo-yoed back and forward between them all. And honestly, sometimes feeling them all in the space of like an hour. But I feel like that's okay. It's necessary and it's really natural to do that. And it's just part of being human. And the danger isn't really in feeling them. The danger is that you stay stuck in them. And that's the scary part.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for being so honest with us there, Lindsay. I could really like feeling emotional even hearing you tell your story there. So, and obviously it's powerful for you to tell your story because you have got lived experience of what you're helping your clients work through. How, you know, and going through all that and feeling all those emotions within even 1 hour and your past, your future, how did you pull yourself out of that? How did you become unstuck from that feeling?
I think I realized that because I was kind of questioning my past and my future was all gone as well. All I had left was like the present moment and I had to really make the most of it. And I think up until that point, I felt as though everything was just happening to me, like it was all out of my control. And there's no doubt in a way that it was, like my finances, I had to apply for benefits. When those benefits were paid into my bank account was out of my control. I had to pay bills that I could no longer afford because my husband had, you know, committed to like a year with Sky, things like that. I didn't have an awful lot of control over what jobs I could apply for because I had no childcare in place. I had no control over where I could afford to live, when my husband moved out, where he moved to. And it just leaves you feeling like completely powerless, I think. Mm-hmm. And I decided just to grasp the only thing I could control, and that was really how I responded to everything that was going on then.
Yes, absolutely. And what did you do to respond? Like, what did you do when it came to taking that power in your response?
I think I realised that I had to stop focusing on my ex. Like I was using so much energy on him. I was comparing, you know, his life to mine. I was comparing how happy he seemed to me. It was just all about him. And I decided that I was going to have to really, if I wanted something to change, I would have to focus on myself. And that was the huge turning point for me. And that was the moment that I got myself unstuck. I stopped obsessing about the past and constantly trying to make sense of where it had all gone wrong. And I think this is where we make that mistake of if we just keep digging deeper and deeper into someone else's actions, we'll understand them. And we're never going to understand somebody else. We need to try and understand ourselves. So I really just changed my focus and I started to focus on building up my future instead. And I knew that I felt totally hopeless, but somehow to try and build my future, I had to create hope in any way, shape or form. And I realised that I couldn't just wake up one day and just be like, you know, the future is bright. I just had to try and get hope that better days were coming at some point. It didn't need to be that day, it didn't need to be tomorrow, just that I wouldn't feel this way like forever. So I started to pick like one tiny thing every single day to be grateful for, and I wrote it down. I just chucked it in my phone. And at first, when everything was just utterly crap, I picked out like the tiniest of things. It could be like drinking my mug of coffee before it went cold, or the lights staying green when I was late for work. And just the more I noticed like small things each day, the more often I seemed to have like bigger and better things to be grateful for. And I started noticing like my friends would send me a lovely text. I would get, you know, a surprise delivery or a bottle of wine on my doorstep from someone. I would get an extra payment into my bank account. And it just seemed like the more I was grateful for in my life, the more I had to be grateful for. And when I was doing all this in the beginning, I didn't really have the sort of knowledge that I have now. And I've since learned that practicing gratitude actually changes like the chemicals in your brain. So it increases dopamine, which gives you a natural high, and increases the frequency and duration of positive emotions. And it also increases serotonin, which is known as the happiness chemical. And that can actually increase your well-being. It can stabilize your mood, and it can also help you feel really relaxed. And like, who wouldn't want all that when they're going through a divorce, you know? So it was that tiny, tiny thing at the beginning that just had that building block to enable me to get stronger.
I absolutely love that, like that, and what a nugget of gold already in regards to practicing gratitude. And regardless of any situation that you're going through in life, or, you know, practicing gratitude, there is actual scientific evidence that it can make you feel better. So love that, Lindsay. Okay, so you really did work on your mindset then. Why is your mindset so important when you are going through a divorce?
I think we all know, you know, and it's actually been recognised now in the workplace as well, that divorce is one of the top sort of stressors and awful events that can happen in your life. I think it's just one behind bereavement. Mm-hmm. So because of that, during this time, you have to make the most critical decisions about your life and about the things that are most important to you. You have to decide about your children, your home, your finances. So it's essential that you really nurture your mind during this time to just enable it to be as strong and as clear as possible to support you making those huge, huge decisions. So that's the first step. And the second area is a healthy mindset will also help propel you forward into taking the steps needed to build your new future as well. So again, just starting off with gratitude, it just really builds on that, and it gets you to a place where, right, okay, I'm now strong enough in that area, what can I work on next?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so gratitude, any other kind of mindset tips that you've got in relation to kind of getting through that period?
I think the other main thing I did right at the start was kind of change the way that I was talking to myself. So like, we've all got that kind of inner nagging critical voice that just ruminates over everything that you do wrong, you know. And like, I gave mine a name, so I called mine Agnes. Sorry if there's any Agneses in the group. I called mine Agnes, and she would just be constantly in my head, and she would be like, you know, oh, no wonder he fell out of love with you, look at your shaggy boobs in that top, or, oh god, you sounded so stupid in the lawyer's office today, like what a daft question to ask. And she was just constantly in my head, and she didn't actually serve a purpose. She never answered any questions or solved any problems. She just made me feel constantly bad. Mm-hmm. And just little by little, I began changing like what that inner voice was saying to me. And I got like really curious about what I was experiencing rather than just beating myself up about it. And I started to change the type of questions I was asking myself. So like, instead of asking why wasn't I enough, and why was I too much, and why didn't I nag less, and why didn't I have sex more, and why me, I just started to ask myself, what can I learn from this, and what can I teach my children from this experience, what can I model to be like a good example to them, and, you know, what good could come from this experience. And all those questions were just, I think they were gradually helping me see things from not just a different, but a more empowering perspective, because, you know, they were still all jumbled up in my head and they were all just messy and vying for attention beside the what will I make for dinner and, you know, how will I pay this month's lakey bill kind of thing. So what I did then was try and organise all those thoughts that were in my head. So when I was doing the weekly show one day, I bought this like cheap and cheerful notebook. I still remember it, it's a rainbow on it and it said, just keep going. And I bought a pen to match because we all know we've got to have like the matching station.
We do, yes.
You know, that's vital. And I just started to write down all the thoughts and the questions that I had in my mind around the divorce. And I started to find it like really relaxing and it just made my overworked mind feel more peaceful. And it just kind of became a regular practice and I'd kind of wait till the kids were in bed. I would pour a glass of wine, I would light a candle and just try and connect with my mind. And sometimes I would kind of give myself specific topics to write about and I would ask myself like what did my ex do to enhance my life? How can I now enhance my life in the same way without needing him? Mm-hmm. And other times I would just kind of write freestyle and I would blurt out all the thoughts I had in my head, like, you know, like sex with him was really crap, why do I still miss it? and it just really helped me kind of reduce that like sense of overwhelm and confusion sort of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And I guess would that be kind of called journaling almost, like?
I was just going to say one of the kind of tips I would give anybody going through a divorce or separation is you want to become really aware of the thoughts that you're having. So, you know, buy yourself a notebook and the wee cheap pen and just fill it up with all the thoughts that are just jam-packed into your overwhelmed brain. And it's just one of the best ways to understand all the conflicting emotions that you go through. Like even that example I said there about like the sex is crap, I still really miss them. Like you're constantly having these conflicting emotions. And if you can get them out your head and just down onto paper, it just makes everything simpler. And you'll actually often be like super surprised by what you end up writing. You'll be like, didn't actually know I felt that way or I was thinking about that. And you'll discover like things that you weren't aware of, but you'll also find the answers that you're looking for are right there. Like you already know the answers inside you. You just have to get them out. It's really empowering and it helps you realize that you've got way more kind of strength and resources and strategies for surviving divorce than you kind of realized. And journaling just kind of helps you grow and flourish and move on because it creates insight and clarity to your situation and you can't do anything else until you have that sort of clarity. Mm-hmm. And what I would say is it's really important to realize, I said at the start there, become aware of your thoughts. So your thoughts create your feelings and your feelings create your behaviors. And when you start to become like really aware of your thoughts and how they're affecting you, this is the moment that you can then take control. So if you can change your thoughts and change your feelings, you then change your behaviour and you change the results that you're getting in your life. So like when I started asking myself more empowering questions, I just really started to slowly see that I was in more control of my life than I thought. And that's what really brought me out of victim mode and then into action mode.
I love that. And you know, actually, for even for somebody potentially not going through divorce, but maybe just going through like a heartbreak, you know, they're going through a heartbreak. They feel like they can't get themselves out of this horrible feeling. I think probably most humans around the world have been through a heartbreak, haven't they? And it's that feeling where you just think that nothing's going to be good again. I suppose journaling in that sense, whether it's a divorce or whether it's a heartbreak,
yeah,
it seems like it would be such a cathartic process from what you've said. Absolutely. And Lindsay, do you still have that book? Would you still look through that?
I do. So a few times on Instagram, I've gone back and kind of read bits out.
Wow.
It's really powerful because you can then see how far you've come as well in your journey. Mm-hmm. Because you sort of forget how awful things were at the start and you forget all the progress that you've made and you just tend to focus on where you are right now and you're not where you want to be and you kind of forget to look back and see the progress you've made. So it's really useful for that as well and again just really empowering.
Yeah, absolutely. Now you said about empowering questions as well, like you started asking yourself more empowering questions. Do you have like a couple of them that you could share just in case anyone's thinking what kind of empowering questions could I ask myself?
Just really things about like, you know, what can I learn from this? And what do I want to model? Like, I had three kids, so they were my priority. And I would just continually ask myself, like, what do I want to show my children in this situation? And I think anybody that's going through separation or divorce with children, a really important thing to remember is one day your kids will grow up and tell their story about your divorce. What story is it you want them to tell? Like, how do you want them to see you through this journey? And that can override all the pettiness that goes into divorce. You know, like, it's like, you know, well, he didn't buy me a Mother's Day present, so I'm not going to buy him a Father's Day present. And it's so easy to just fall into that trap. And most of the time you're justified in that feeling. You know, if your co-parent has treated you rubbish, then you go, right, well, I'm not going to stand for that. I'm going to treat him the same. But you really have to see the bigger picture and just see, what do you want to model for your children? What story do you want them to be telling about this in the future, you know?
That's a brilliant way of looking at it, I have to say. Okay, so you've mentioned journaling, you've mentioned, you know, your inner critic, you know, how you, like, you change that voice in your head. Was there anything else that helps you through your own personal experience?
Yeah, as I say, I think doing the journaling and the gratitude, and it got me out of victim mode, and I started to realize then, right, let's get into action mode here. You know, I'm not going to lie down and just let life happen to me here and play the victim. So when I was going through my own divorce, I just realized that there's loads of information and advice out there on the kind of practical and the legal areas of divorce. You know, ask your lawyer this, make sure you have this document. But I went through this like 3-4 years ago, and there really wasn't anything to specifically help you with your actual mental health when you were going through a separation and divorce. And I just had this, I had such a kind of strong pull, or like gut feeling, whatever you want to call it, that this is the work that I was meant to be doing. This was my destiny, kind of thing. And that this was how kind of good could come out of my situation and experience, that this would be the way that I could then grow as a person and just learn from all that this divorce had put me through. So I wanted to create some kind of, I wasn't clear at the time, but I wanted to create like a community or a space and resources just to really support women's mental health when they were going through separation and divorce. So, oh gosh, the number's horrific when I think about it, but 21 years previously, I had graduated with a degree in psychology. But because I hadn't worked in so long, it was now considered worthless, which was just like soul destroying. So at age 42, and at the same time as my daughter was doing the same, I applied to go to uni and go back as a mature student, and I studied counselling. And by that point, I was working in a local primary school, so I just fitted in studying and classes around my job. And at that exact same time as well, I had came across a life coaching qualification, and I decided that that would really also kind of help to just enhance how I could support women going through divorce. So for 2 years, I worked on gaining that qualification, as well as qualifications in NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. And I also did EFT, which is emotional freedom techniques. And I mean, I'm making this sound all, oh, this is fantastic. It was super hard. It really wasn't easy. And I think at one point, I think for 10 months, I was still holding down my 9-to-5 job. I was studying for 4 different qualifications, one of which was at uni. I was trying to build my coaching business. I was going through a cancer scare, and obviously just being a single mum to like my 3 amazing kids, and at the same time was going through a pretty high conflict divorce. So it was just kind of, do you know what, in for a penny, in for a pound, like just let's throw it all at me, and I'm just going to go in and see what I can make of this mess. And I think I got through it all because I just found my passion. Like, I just loved learning all the tools and the techniques that are available just to get your mindset into a really strong and healthy place. And that then enables you to cope with the difficulties that you face through separation or divorce. And I just really wanted to teach all the strategies I'd learned to other women. And I then decided just to go ahead and set up my own business as a divorce coach for women experiencing separation and divorce. And the rest, as they say, is history. Did I ever think I would be doing this? Never in a million years.
What a powerful story you've got, though, and it's a real like hero's journey story when you mention everything that you went through there all at the one time to now take you to where you are, and you've had to go through so much pain and trauma But now it's got you into what you love doing most. So, you know, that's, it's so great that something so positive came out of such a dark time for you. So what tip would you give to anyone who's struggling with a potential upcoming divorce or relationship breakdown just now, Lindsay, if you could give them a tip for right now?
I think the most important thing is I just want them to know that they can take control back in your life. You don't have to just sit about kind of wishing you felt better about things. Like, so many people kind of say, oh, time heals everything. And yeah, it can do, but sometimes you don't have the time to sit and go, my life is wasting away here and it's going to crap. And I have kids and a career to look after here. I can't just sit and wait. And you don't have to wait to just wake up one morning and be over your ex. It doesn't just happen like that. You know, it's not like a magic pill you take and it's just, right, I'm done now. I don't think about him anymore. That's it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how you stay stuck if you're waiting for that to happen. You have to take control, and you have control when you put yourself in control. You've got control over how quickly you get back on your feet. You've got control over how you co-parent. You maybe don't have control over how your co-parents. You have control over how you act in that situation. You've got control over how you respond to situations. You've got control over what you're making your divorce mean about you. You can take control of the thoughts you have around that. And I'd also just like everybody to know that just because you aren't going to have that life that you thought was all mapped out for you, it doesn't mean the life that you get in its place will be worse. Like, guarantee it will be different. But if you can just entertain the thought, even for a minute, and I know it's really hard when you're going through it all at the time, but even for a minute to think that there's a possibility that this might get to be even better than before. And I think it's really easy to, you feel that at the start of divorce, or even 2 years after divorce, when you're still stuck in the same place, it's like you've got this absolute mountain to climb, and that trying to get over this mountain is just going to absolutely kill you. And I know that I felt like that, like, so many times. I like, this is physically going to kill me. Mm-hmm. It's such a physical pain you have going through a divorce as well. You know, you feel it so physically. And I felt like that many, many times. But you have to get to a point where you're going to make a conscious decision that you're going to get through it, and that you're willing to kind of learn from it, that you're willing to get out your comfort zone and become really curious about how your own mind is working and how it can be holding you back and what you can do to change that, because there is things you can do to change it. You just need to decide to get to know and reconnect with who you are now after such a huge life-changing event. And I think, looking back now, and I think I mentioned this earlier, I can see that it was just all those tiny consistent steps I took that made all the difference. So you're facing this big mountain, and you don't have to have the strength to climb to the summit on the first day. You don't have to have a huge, big, you know, dramatic Beyonce style confidence move. You just literally need to take a step forward to move you on from where you were the day before. That's what I would say.
Oh, honestly, like, listening to you speak, it's so, like, positive what you're talking about. Obviously, when people are going through some of their darkest periods, but hearing you speak shows that it is possible to come through the other side, and to come through the other side stronger.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so what would you say to somebody who's feeling stuck and in a helpless situation at the moment? Because we see a lot of that on Supportive Sunday, women feeling they're stuck in a situation.
Yeah, it's really hard, because, as again, I think finances are a huge pressure on women coming out of marriage as well, a huge, huge pressure. And sometimes you feel stuck because you feel you literally can't afford to end the marriage. You can't survive on your own. You can feel stuck thinking, you know, I don't know how I could provide, you know, a roof over my head. You can also feel really stuck because you don't want to lose the whole family. Now, that can be, you don't want to lose your family unit of yourself, your husband and partner and the kids. And I think a real pain point in divorce that often isn't spoken about is you sort of lose all your in-laws and all your sort of friends that were his as well. And that can be a huge, huge emotional wrench. You know, I was really, really close to my father-in-law, and I had three sister-in-laws that, like, they were like my own sisters. And we tried really hard to kind of maintain a relationship when everything fell apart. But it's not easy, because they're obviously loyal to, you know, their brother, their son, that sort of thing. And those relationships can change as well. So you can have a real reluctance to know that you're going to have to walk away from all that. But I think what I would say is the family unit changing and being scared of that. Yes, my family unit has changed how it looks now, but actually it's grown so much more as well. So I just found that I had friends that I kind of didn't really realise were so there for me and so there for my children. And people who I even didn't really feel that close to before the divorce have become like family now, and they've rallied around my children. I've got a new partner now. Like, I would say that the circle surrounding me and my kids now has just grown. It's brilliant. So just because you don't want to walk away from what you have and you feel stuck, you have to recognize that, you know, things can be bigger and better for you. It just looks differently.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Divorce and relationship empowerment coach is quite the title. And actually, I might be wrong here, but it seems like it's quite a new kind of coaching role. Is that fair to say? Or has it been about a long time?
I think so. And I think even at the beginning, a lot of divorce coaches, there's lots out there on, you know, is your ex a narcissist, that sort of thing. And that's really not my area at all. So lots of divorce coaches focus on the past, but I chose to kind of work on building my client's future and not rehashing the past, because ultimately that's what's going to move you forward. So that is my area of expertise. That is where I concentrate my efforts on. So really, I would say I'm here to help women just put themselves back into the driver's seat of their life and really step into being a more confident, empowered version of themselves and just fall back in love with your life again. And I think even before you go through a divorce, I think you can get to a point in your life where you just sort of tolerate things and you just wake up every day and you go, well, this is it, this is life. And it really doesn't have to be that way. So I would say that I'm very sort of future focused in my coaching and very forward thinking. And that's not to say that I don't understand the difficulties that people go through, you know, understand it more than anyone. And I will never brush them under the carpet and say, oh, just forget all that happens. We will deal with them and process them, but we focus on moving you forward with love and just getting you to a place where you can really step into your true self and just develop this kind of rock solid confidence and start thriving after your divorce. And I say confidence, and yes, my confidence has grown since I've started all this work. But I think it's really important to remember that confidence isn't about going into new situations and just going, I've got this, I can do this, I am great. It's more about going in, quaking in your boots and just going, I'm going to do it anyway. Like, and that's a bit like me on this live tonight. You know, it's like the sweat moustache, you know, the shaky voice. But I think all my journey right from divorce and obviously starting my business has just taught me, like, just go and do it anyway. You'll never believe the opportunities that will come from it, sort of thing. Just, you don't need to be brave. You just need to take action, you know?
Yes, I love it. And confidence is a daily practice, isn't it? It's not something that you just get and then that's it forever. Like, it comes and goes, and it's, you have to work on it. So, and you know what I love about what you said there, Lindsay? You're not focusing on the ex, you're focusing on the person, the woman, and moving her forward. And I feel like that's really powerful, because like you said in your own experience, you've already gone through hours, weeks, months of focusing on your ex, focusing on the whys, focusing on the what moments really actually, from your perspective, moving people forward is absolutely the best thing to do. And I love that. I think that that's really, really good, especially given your own story as well. Okay, so to work with you then, Lindsay, say we've got ladies watching this live in the group and they're thinking, okay, do they need to currently be going through a divorce to work with you? Like, at what point could they be getting in touch with you to work with them as a coach?
No, you absolutely don't need to be going through a divorce. You can be in a relationship and thinking that you want to leave it. You can be recently separated, you can be in the thick of your divorce, or you can be divorced for 4 years and you're still totally stuck. I work with all different types of women. The main thing is that I help women rebuild their lives and just create a kind of bigger and better future. So it really doesn't matter where you are in your sort of relationship journey, what matters is that you know something really needs to change, mm-hmm. and that you've accepted that it's really time to move forwards and take control of your life, but you absolutely don't know where to start. So you can work with me in several different ways. I offer 90-minute one-to-one sessions where we would just sort of focus on one specific area. So I had a client last week that was going into mediation and was just so triggered by the thought of being in the same room as her ex. So we spent the 90 minutes working on that and getting her to a place where she felt empowered and wasn't having that physical reaction to being in the presence of her ex sort of thing. So that's where we would do a kind of 90-minute intensive session. I also do a six-week self-love course, which is done over Zoom, and you get homework and everything in between that as well. But the kind of the biggie, the big course that will just fully transform, you know, my clients themselves, their life, their future, and that's my 3-month Dazzle After Divorce program. And that is, I'd say that's perfect for you if you're just feeling really overwhelmed with your next steps, or you're struggling with your confidence and your ability to move on. You're terrified about how all this is going to affect your kids, your career. I know lots of us in here have businesses as well, just your future. So I would say if you hear yourself constantly asking, like, when am I going to get back on my feet again? You know, how the hell do I co-parent with this, you know, high conflict ex? You know, if you're feeling just scunnered, you're stuck in the past, you're ruminating over everything that went wrong, I can support you with any of that. I think a huge thing that a lot of clients come to me with is they actually sometimes hate themselves more than they hate their ex. And that's not, lots of people presume, oh, if you've maybe been the one to walk away from the marriage, you'll hate yourself. Yeah, that can happen as well. But also just, you can have so many feelings of guilt, you know, if only I had been different, this wouldn't have ended, you know, and you can actually end up hating yourself. You feel completely lost. You don't know who you are anymore, and you actually don't trust yourself anymore. I think that's a huge thing when relationships break up, because you can feel that you've made the wrong choice in the partner that you've picked, because it's all gone wrong. You haven't made the right decisions about how to act in certain situations. That's how it's all gone wrong. So you don't trust yourself anymore. And if you don't trust yourself, you can't make decisions in your life, because you don't trust you're going to make the right decision. So that's one area that we would really, really always focus on, is getting that trust, getting that knowledge back in yourself, and being able to tune into your kind of gut intuition. So Dazzle After Divorce, as I've said, it's a 3-month journey, but the transformation is just, it's really lifelong, and it'll affect every area of your life. And anybody that comes into Dazzle After Divorce, you need to prepare yourself for powerful shifts that will just transform you and your life and your future after divorce. You'll just feel like a completely new woman. I had a client there last week, and she's in week 2 of Dazzle After Divorce, and she said to me, she said, I cannot believe that nothing in my outside circumstances has changed since I started working with you. Absolutely nothing. I've not, you know, got a big bank payment in, he's not suddenly decided to leave me the house, nothing has changed, and yet I just feel so differently about the exact same situations. I'm just more empowered in it, and I think that's really powerful. She's just learning, you know, such powerful tools and strategies to get her there, and to just really help her reclaim her headspace. She's just starting to get free from the past. She's focusing on herself. She's learning how to kind of stop those negative thinking patterns that we all do and that hold us back. She's learning how to deal with, you know, emotional triggers. Lots of women get to a place where they wake up that day and they feel great, and it's, today's going to be a good day, I'm not going to think about them, you know, I had like a good night last night, I've slept for the first time in, you know, 5 nights, and then they get a text from them, you know, and it's not very nice, and it just sets you off for the whole day, then it really, really triggers you, and it's like you're almost paralyzed. So all the great things you were going to do that day, you end up sitting on the sofa just like, why did he say that? I can't believe that. Why does he think that? How can I get my point across to him? So we really, really work on those kind of situations, and we just help you heal from your divorce and just give you the strength and the confidence you need to build your life that you want after divorce.
Have to say, I absolutely love the title, Dazzle After Divorce.
I have to say, that was not me that came up with that. That was my, well, at the time, 14-year-old daughter that came up with that. So we've got her to thank.
That is honestly, I love it. Sounds like a really, really powerful thing to go through. after divorce, and by giving us that example there of your client, sounds like she's going to be dazzling.
Yeah, absolutely.
Be dazzling shortly. Okay, so what's life like for you now then, Lindsay, having gone through everything, you know, you've told us your story and you're building this amazing business. What's life like for you now?
It's just like, it's so much more than I could ever have imagined. Like, I just to have my own business, and when I say that it lights me up every single day, like it honestly does. It's just, I get to just sit and watch these women and I'm amazed by the transformations they go through. Like, it's just such a privilege to see. I've got the freedom in my business to just be there for my children. That was a huge, huge thing. I was so terrified because I'd been a stay-at-home mum. I was so terrified that I was never going to see my kids anymore. I was never going to get to go to the school shows, all that kind of thing. And this business allows me to do that. And had I, when I first was getting divorced, could I have seen a way to allow that to happen and still bring in an income? No. And I think that's really important. Just because you can't see the how, it doesn't mean it's not there, you know. And I've gone from, you know, living paycheck to overdraft to I've bought my own house for me and the kids. I've taken my family on a dream holiday, and I just have to kind of pinch myself sometimes. But this is going to sound really corny and really naff, but I really mean it. So the biggest kind of change and the most important thing that's changed in my life is that I feel I've really reconnected to the woman that was just kind of, I was just hiding away all those years. I was too sheltered and secure, and like I was shrunken down in my comfort zone. And I feel that going through this divorce, I've just finally found my voice. I've become independent. I've grown my confidence. And I just feel like I've got true fulfillment in my life. And I've discovered how to just find true validation within myself instead of always relying on somebody else to give it to me. That's huge for me. I was a real people pleaser, and just, you know, like, what do you think of this? I always had to check with someone else, and now I don't need to do that because I trust myself and I know in myself. And I've been able to create healthy boundaries, and I just really like my own company as well. Like, I have this peace within myself now, and I feel like I'm so far from perfect, but I feel like I've became like the best version of myself at this time. And there's always room for improvement, but I would never have got to this stage if I hadn't gone through everything that I've had to go through. And I'm so thankful for that. And I think I would love to finish on just like, my mess has helped me step in and become like my magic. And I really want other women to know that that's possible for them. I'm just like ordinary, but I took tools and techniques that were available to me to just really kind of like master my mindset and focus on what was really important. And with the support of everybody around me as well, I've just kind of, I've built a future better than I could ever have dreamed of. And sometimes when you lose everything, you can actually gain more than you ever thought possible. That's I'd love to end on that note.
Oh, honestly, like, so like wowed by you, like such a powerful finisher. And yeah, like I think you're a very strong and impressive woman, and I think it's lovely to hear your story so that anybody who is going through a divorce or a relationship breakdown in the GGC watching this, it just shows you that there is light at the end of the tunnel, and sometimes Absolutely. That light is much brighter than it might have been that you could ever have imagined. Yeah. And that is truly your story. Yeah. So thank you so much for sharing that, Lindsay. So how can ladies then get in touch with you? How can they get in touch with you? And if they were, say, for example, they were hearing about the Dazzle After Divorce package and thinking, that's exactly what I'm looking for just now, how would they go about connecting with you and potentially getting signed up?
Okay, so I'm on all the usual. I'm on Instagram and LinkedIn and Facebook. So I don't know, Laura, can we put a link or something in those in the comments or something?
Yes, yep, I'll do that.
And also, if you head over to my website, which is just, it's easy, it's lindsaykavanagh.com. I've got a little freebie that you can get over there called Dazzle After Divorce Toolkit. So that's just like a wee starter kit to just help you begin to dazzle. I've also got a few wee extras for all my Glasgow girls. So if you go over to Instagram and follow me there, if you DM me the word Glasgow, I'm going to send you guys over my free ebook, which is called it's a long one, 31 days to stop loathing yourself, blaming yourself, and feeling like you've messed up your entire life. So you can get that as a freebie if you go over and follow me and just drop the word Glasgow to me. And any Glasgow ladies that want to join Dazzle After Divorce, if they get in touch with me and they sign up in the next 7 days, they'll get a saving of £111 off the cost as well.
That's absolutely brilliant. So I'm going to pop all of that in the intro to the video. What, okay, just in case anyone's wondering, what is your Instagram, just in case anyone's wondering?
Yep, it's Lindsay Kavanagh Coaching.
Lindsay Kavanagh Coaching. Right, yep. Fabulous. Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking the time, Lindsay. It's been
I loved it, actually. I thought I was just going to be like, ooh, but just, you've made me feel so comfortable, so thank you.
You honestly would never think that you were anything other than just so empowering and strong. Like, you would never have known, because your story's amazing and I'm really impressed by everything about you, Lindsay. So thank you so much. And I'm really hopeful that this conversation, you know, even the conversation itself, hopefully, and hearing from Lindsay, hearing her story, that will hopefully have helped ladies. And absolutely, hopefully anybody that's wanting that extra support from you can get in touch and make use of these brilliant offers.
Get in touch, and even a 90-minute session can just change everything for you, everything for you. So don't just sit there wishing.
Love it. Okay, well, thank you so much. Let me just actually, before we go, I just want to make sure if we've got any questions, and then they might actually come up on the replay. So I'll make sure that you're tagged.
Okay.
Give me a wee second to find it.
Okay.
I'm going to turn down the volume. you're my deep voice. Okay, so we do have a couple of questions from Leanne. Did you ever find yourself letting your past affect your future? I sometimes find myself doing that and I'm aware of it, but I'm not sure how to control it at times. If you did, how did you combat that? Sorry for the deep question, but this is so relatable and I love it.
Absolutely. Well, I love your question. So yeah, that's why we're so future focused here, because you can get dragged back down into your past, and you've said it so eloquently there, like your past can rob you of your future. So what we do is that we don't ignore your past. So we would take your thoughts about your past and we would look at what those thoughts were doing and look at whether they were serving you in the right way. And if they're not, and if those thoughts that you're having about the past are holding you back in some way, we then put a different perspective on your past and we look at things in a different way and we give you a more empowering thought about your past. So you're still acknowledging your past. You're not changing your past. You're just viewing it differently, and those thoughts will allow you to move on and build your future. So that's something we really work on in Dazzle After Divorce.
Oh, love the sound of this, Dazzle After Divorce. Okay, right, fabulous. So we'll let any other questions come in, and Lindsay, if you wouldn't mind keeping your eye on the thread.
Absolutely,
there's more that come in. And thank you again for taking the time.
Thank you so much, everybody, and thanks for listening. It's been so fun. I never thought I'd say that.
Oh, good. Oh, well, maybe we'll do one on Instagram then. Maybe I'll snag you for Insta as well.
Definitely.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you all for watching.
And thanks, guys. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.